gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
How many seasons have you been on?
Seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, how many have I been on?
Yeah, the song we had there, of course, says 24 seasons.
Yeah, well, it's a different world. We only have four here.
Yeah.
That's a better, the better world is 24 seasons.
That's right.
Right? That's how that works. All right, coming up, this date in history, but first, we have some good news. And isn't it about time that we dug out some good news?
We
good
all
news.
Need it.
Good news blown in your window. Let's start off with some good news. This is a story that's been going on for 11 years. 11 years. And it's a highlight at DougSteffen.com today if you're interested in this story. The story, by the way, of Jean Béliveau, 56-year-old. He decided 11 years ago he was going to walk around the planet. Walk.
How do you do that?
Well, you use 54 pair of shoes, and you have desire, you have chutzpah. He wrapped his wife, Lucy, in his arms when he got home on Sunday, lives in Montreal, Canada. The supporters, the swarm of media you can imagine. Walk is over. The adventure will be talking about this for the next decade. I want to promote the cause of peace for children. That's what I learned. I saw so many children, he said, as he walked around the globe. The official walk.
Okay.
So
this question has to be asked.
Yes, how did he survive?
How did he cross the oceans? How did he walk across the oceans?
I think you can walk onto a boat.
Okay.
You can walk onto a plane. You always spoil my stories. This is a nice story about a fella who is well-intentioned.
I need to make it meaningful by making it understandable as right. to how he would
don't ask too
cross
many questions.
The oceans.
Yeah, don't ask too many questions. Okay. So anyway, he closed his business in 2000. He had a midlife crisis, so he said. It was critical for me. I thought I needed to do something different than what I'd been doing. So he mapped out a route, thought it would take him 10 years, actually took him 11. At first he ran. He ran to Atlanta, and then he didn't feel so good about running anymore.
I think I'm done with running.
Right, exactly. So let's see here. He had a three-wheeled trailer that he pulled with him with basic supplies. Went across six continents, 60 countries, met dignitaries, stayed in homes of people that he met along the way. Peace and nonviolence for children around the world is what his message has become. I left with a very humble objective. I didn't know what I was going to find out about myself or the rest of the world. You see, this sort of backs up one of my main theories, Richie, one of my many main theories about life.
Yeah, which one?
Is that we need to travel and see how other people live. Other people in our country and other people around the world. Most of the time you find that folks want a couple of things. They want three squares a day, roof over their head, peace and protection for their families. That's usually, I found that in being in China, Asia, Africa, Middle East, Israel. Most of the people on the street, any place you go, will tell you the same thing. They mostly don't like their governments, and they don't like conflict. They don't trust the rest of the world. It's they don't trust the people who are leading them, which is really pretty amazing. How come everybody feels the same way? Why do we have these people running various countries that are not the choice of the people? And this is even in countries that do have democracies or some root of a democracy. Anyway, he tried to assimilate into the cultures that he'd walk into. He said there is a lot to learn from other countries and from other people. And I think that's really the message here. So congratulations to this fellow. He never met his second granddaughter. It was born while he was gone on this trip. She's 5 years old. But like he would talk on cell phones back and forth to his wife. But he hasn't seen his wife or anybody in his family for 11 years. Guy never came back home.
Wow.
He just kept going. Just kept going. And to that end, another story that is moderately similar. The story of a woman, which the lady's name is Michelle Baldwin, by the way, 45-year-old mother of three, who has discovered that she has cervical cancer and only months to live. So she's heading out this week to make a pilgrimage to India. And if you were to, you could probably Google her, Richie, and everybody at home. We don't have this story at DougStephan.com, but we probably ought to. Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Baldwin, is going to make a pilgrimage to India on a 700-mile paddleboard, a stand-up paddleboard expedition.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
on the Ganges River. You've seen the paddle? I've never seen him. Well, I guess I have seen him. But here's this woman who's been an athlete all of her life. She's had, she has, I think, two children. She has 6 months max to live. She's a strong, physical woman. She wants to do this as a fundraiser. She's a practicing Buddhist, a canoeing, kayaking guide from New Mexico. So she's got a 12-foot inflatable board. She'll be 2 4-hour sessions on the river a day. She'll cover, she figures, 25 miles or so a day. She's going to take a friend with her in a skull canoe so that she can rest when she gets tired. She hopes to raise $100,000. You know what? If I had $100,000, I'd give it to her.
Mm.
There's something about this that is extraordinary. As when you read the story of this woman, it brings you back around to understanding how good the nature is of people and how sad it is when we have bad stories. What's that book by Rabbi Kushner, When Bad Things Happen to Good People?
Right, yes.
Yeah, that's what this story is. A bad thing happening to a good person who has worked as an educator all of her life. She says, this is, you know, there's a lot of controversy about various vaccinations. And she didn't have, there's a vaccination around now for cervical cancer, and apparently it's pretty much completely preventable if you have the vaccine. But that's not the vaccine. There's been a lot of...
I think it is.
Is it the same vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so she's dying. She looks as healthy as can be. Great legs. If you take a look at her.
Jesus.
She has great legs. Well, I mean, somebody who's on a paddleboard, you got to be able to stand up and do all of that. So that's, I mean, it's good and it's bad. It's bad that she's dying. It's good that she's taking her final months to produce something that will hold her in great stead. Not that she is being held in great stead by her family, but by other people who never would have known her before. So she's not going to die quietly. I guess that's it, Richie. Not going to die quietly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Go kicking and screaming, man. Have fun.
Yep. Well, I don't even know that it's about fun. I think with her, I think that what you see here is something that is productive. She's been a productive member of society all of her life. Well educated, good mother. So it's kind of
But you got to feel like you did something when you leave, or like you're ready. You know, you know what? I've accomplished what I've wanted to accomplish.
Yep, I'm ready to go.
Or something to where I feel, you know what? I'm ready.
Yep. Well, as you can tell, I'm a little taken back by it.
Mm.
But it is, I don't tell you these stories. I tell you these stories because I want you to know what's going on. And I think there's a feel-good portion. There's a feel-good part to it.
Fambruary. Wait, what? Franuary? That's not Franuary. No, Fambruary. That's right, Fambruary. However you say it, small businesses, this is your month to make social media work for you. Constant Contact brings you social campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up, it's free. And this month, you could win $1,000 for you and one of your fans. Visit ConstantContact.com today.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open legal residents of the U.S., UK, and Canada. Fully exactly. No. And between 9-12 rules, visit ConstantContact.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and I are curious as to the way people are cashing in using social media. So to help us through this minefield, attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman has written a number of books on how to avoid scams, which you can check out at stevelaw.net. The social media scams that you become aware of this year, Steve, they're becoming, they look like they're the real thing. And a lot of people, no matter how old you are, I guess, a lot of people are doing, Roberta's a perfect example, buys all of her stuff online pretty much.
Yeah.
So these con artists are out there, and I wonder if you've profiled any number of the tricks they're using.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. You talk about even social media. You may go to your Facebook page, and there's a coupon. There's an ad with a coupon for a terrific deal. Unfortunately, that ad could very well be a scam because it's very easy to get into, to hack into someone's Facebook page.
Why isn't there, in doing that, the people who are trying to scam get a lot of information about you, so they sound like they know you when they're sending around these scams.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing, because it does sound like it is coming from a trusted person. And that's one of the things that, and I had this come up with an online greeting card, which I got the other day. It came from a friend of mine's, or it mentioned him, but I'll never click on a link unless I know for sure who it is. So I contacted him and said, did you send me this card? But these coupons, here's the easy thing. If you're going to be shopping online, there are some great coupons, and frankly, you can be safer online than you are offline in many instances. But if there's going to be a coupon from, say, a Walmart or a Best Buy or anything like that, it will also be on their website.
So
don't click on any coupons that you get on Facebook or any other social media.
We have, if you see something online, Facebook or some kind of connection like that, then go to the website of the company that supposedly is offering it, and if they have it there, you're safe. If they don't, forget about it.
Here's the thing on the friend stuff, though, Steve. Whether you're on Facebook or get an email from a friend, if it doesn't sound like your friend, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see these Facebook hackings.
How do you know that on a flat screen?
Let's say somebody hacks into Jennifer's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer sends me a message saying, hey, check out this coupon.
Yeah.
I know Jennifer's personality. I know the way Jennifer talks, types, everything. And if she sends me something and it just seems like it's not her, I'm not going to click it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with an email.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the great thing about that Facebook.
But they make
it
seem like it's so good.
They don't. They can't fake your personality.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I think what Doug is saying is that the thing that can be so attractive, right now there's an issue with Kobe Bryant's getting a divorce. So now you can get something. We got exclusive photos of the woman that Kobe Bryant's having an affair with, or something that is in the news and hot, and people go, I want to click to that.
Yeah.
And bam, when Osama bin Laden was shot, exclusive shots, pictures of the death of bin Laden, and people click to that. But what you're doing is all too often downloading malware that's going to read everything in your computer and put you in real danger.
A lot of people are making a lot of money screwing you, so be careful about this. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, his books available at stevelaw.net, How to Avoid Scams No Matter What the Circumstance and What Your Age. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, at your service, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed. the Alex Jones, has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Numbers of Latino immigrants are considering giving up their foothold in America and returning home.
There you go.
Because of the slump.
Adios.
The government surveys the illegals. How does the government know who they are? We got government surveys of 5,000 immigrants.
If they can hand them a survey, they can hand them a tax bill. Am I wrong?
If they
here?
Can hand them a survey, they can put handcuffs on them and throw them the hell out.
I have just two words for you.
Get out!
You all know President Obama's campaign slogan, Yes We Can? Well, the Catholic Church unveiled their new slogan, Not So Fast! President Obama now backing down and will not require religious affiliated institutions to cover birth control for their employees. He flip-flopped.
Just like that.
He flip-flopped. You know what that means? Mitt Romney maybe is qualified to be president. No, President Obama said a woman shouldn't have to decide between birth control and buying food. Well, how many guys like this deal? You buy the birth control, we'll spring for dinner. That seems fair.
Some TV news. I read that Craig Ferguson just signed a big deal to stay at CBS and host the Late Late Show through the year 2014. Yeah. Not to be outdone, today NBC said I don't have to share a dressing room with Al Roker anymore. It's a bummer. We were just getting along, too, man.
I know.
Getting in the rhythm of things, man.
You have made great chili.
He's great. With the 60% chance of oyster cracker.
Exactly.
One of the movies home today, of course, is Star Wars Phantom Menace in 3D. A lot of people are excited about that. I am not.
Now in 3D, Jar Jar Binks crapping all over Star Wars.
To be fair, though, I bet Star Wars is different in 3D. The action comes right at you. The special effects make the head spin. The robots are even gayer. You know, the 3D effects are so realistic you can actually see George Lucas reaching from the screen and taking the money from your wallet.
Are you ready for Valentine's Day? You said no. Oh, guys, are you ready, guys? You gotta be ready. I don't want to spoil a surprise I have planned for my wife, but it's gonna end with me saying those special words. What? I thought you liked that. That's what happens every year. Well,
so
every,
like that.
Every couple has their traditions.
Yeah.
Never likes what I give her. White Castle, the restaurant, restaurant White Castle, is we don't have any for you right now. I'm just...
People are like, give me.
White Castle is offering candlelit dinner service for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Yeah, candlelit dinner. It's the perfect way to tell your partner, I'm hungry and I don't love you that much.
Well, the latest issue of the New England Journal of Medicine reports that the United States is facing an epidemic of antibiotic-resistant gonorrhea. Gonorrhea to which there is no cure.
So happy Valentine's, everybody. See you later, guys. Thank you. Happy Valentine's, guys.
Yes.
Tomorrow, of course, is Valentine's Day, or as Newt Gingrich calls it, April Fool's Day. But hey. Well, my favorite thing, and we talked about this all last week. As you know, the 99-cent only stores is calling itself your Valentine's Day headquarters. Guys, let me tell you something. That's your Valentine's Day headquarters. You can also call the garage your new home, okay? Because that's where you'll be living.
Valentine's Day is always gets a little bit complicated for me because I'm married to the sea. It's Valentine's Day is weird. A nude flying baby that shoots arrows isn't a holiday. It's a horror movie. Here's a good tip for all you guys out there. If your girlfriend or your wife gives you that speech about how she doesn't care about Valentine's Day and how it's a holiday invented by corporations, don't fall for it. It's a trap. Just buy the flowers.
There it is. 28 past the hour. Happy Valentine's Day, Jennifer.
Buy one, get one, and build your men's wardrobe at Macy's. Clearance suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, and more. Buy one at 50% off, get one free. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haager, Perry Ellis Portfolio, Kenneth Cole Reaction, and more. Buy one, get one free. Buy one, get one at Macy's President's Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
January, February, March.
Fambruary?
Oh, you might not speak social media, but I do. And my business does too. It's Fambruary, the month that my social media actually started working, thanks to Constant Contact.
So it's email?
No, it's a brand new social media tool. Introducing Social Campaigns, a new free tool that turns your fans into real paying customers. Sign up today at ConstantContact.com and you could win $1,000 for you and a fan.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the U.S., UK, Canada. Fully back, you know. Ends 2912 for rules. Visit ConstantContact.com.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I don't know. It's getting old. It was kind of cute. We're talking about when. Why don't we have anything on the Good Day page about what's on hour 1, 2, or 3, Jennifer?
Maybe you should refresh.
You think I should?
I think you should.
I think I just went. I just did that, and there it is. Okay, so
magic. Do not ever tell my Jennifer.
No,
that's right.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah. That.
I'm lots on it, baby.
Great stuff at DougSteffen.com. I was just fixing Charlotte some breakfast, and I gave her some fish, and I didn't wash my hands.
Ew. Oh,
what's for breakfast?
Stinky.
Her breakfast fish. Is veggies, fish, brown rice, and...
do you make this, or do you...
Yeah. No, I make it.
Okay. Yeah. So you never buy her dog food?
No, she has some dog food, too.
What kind of fish?
This is white fish.
Fish you buy it at the fish section in the store? Or does it come out of a box? First?
No.
It's what he ate for dinner last night.
Right.
Please.
Yeah, I had mashed potatoes, corn, and fish last night. And actually, Jennifer's right, a little bit left over.
And how do you prepare your fish, just out of curiosity?
Just grill it, put it in the oven, and just let it cook until it's cooked. Put a little olive oil on it, that's it. Huh?
Yeah, olive oil and salt and pepper.
Yeah, I didn't even put salt and pepper on it. Yeah, it is quite good. It doesn't smell too good after a day, but it's...
Right.
It tastes good. Isn't that funny about that stuff? How you, your senses, you know, we have the sense of smell, a sense of taste, and it tastes good, but it smells bad. What else, what other sorts of foods are there around that taste good,
asparagus.
But smell, asparagus only asparagus. Smells cabbage. Bad when it's coming out the other end.
Cabbage.
And think about when you cook a pot of broccoli, or when you put broccoli in the microwave, that kind of stinks a little too.
Yeah. It smells right. Like. The quote of the day today is from Richard Branson, but you didn't hear this earlier.
I did not.
Some say, Branson is quoted as saying, some say, look at how much money I have. I say, look at what I did with all my money. Look at how much good I've done with my money, which I think is an astoundingly intelligent way of looking. And we have this whole class warfare thing going on. And with some, you know, to a point, it's the capitalist system gone awry. And so what's happening now, I was following this, and I'm not sure I can put my finger back on it again. The business of free enterprise. This is not a country that was built on capitalism. It was built on free enterprise. You come up with an idea, you make it work business-wise, you profit from it, and if it keeps growing, yep, you might sell it to a bigger company or you might buy out somebody smaller. That's okay. What's happened now is we have unbridled capitalism. And some people would say, well, look at Branson and all the money he's made. Look at those companies. Look at Bill Gates. Look at Steve Jobs. Look at Warren Buffett. And you can go through a long list. I don't sense that any of those people, here's my theory. You can like it or lump it, digest it or dump it, as they say. My feeling is, even if these are big, gigantic corporations, if you can still look at, see, and imagine or identify the person who is at the top, like I'm absolutely sure you don't know who runs Goldman Sachs. Guaranteed you don't know who runs
ding, 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 ding.
Oh. Bank of America.
Yep.
You don't know any of those are nameless, faceless people who hide in their offices, and they are the greedy ones. The people who are out there, and this is where the protesters kind of lose me because they're not focused on what the real issue is. It isn't the people who have money. It's what they do with the money. If you choose to do good with your money, I'm certainly not what anybody would describe, especially these days, as wealthy or rich. But my theory has always been, if I had money, I circulated it. And that's where the farm comes from, the people who are around. It's just, and it isn't something that I go around and beat my chest, but I looked at this and I thought it was fascinating to think about how people use their assets. Whatever your tools are, it may be that you don't have a lot of money, but you got a good brain, or you got a good heart, or whatever it is that you can share with people. And at this time of year, it is more important, or perhaps more evident, than at any other time of the year. People are sharing, they're caring. And we ask this question ad nauseum. Every year we ask the same question. Why can't we keep these feelings year-round? I haven't got a good answer. And, you know, in essence, it is the way we're imperfect. I read something early this morning about us being a warring planet. We are what's below. We are not able. This person was suggesting to people like me, forget about it. Stop trying to create something which is inherently not part of the reality of our planet. We, for whatever the reason, have in us, in our DNA and our makeup, many or not most of or too many of us, this need to be either right or at war if you don't agree with me. And you see it all around. Road rage. You're at war when you're in your car. Right? Isn't that what it is? You have an argument.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, look at how many people want to settle their problems with a fist fight.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Or a gun. Or a knife. I mean, boil it, never mind the big wars. Just boil it down to what goes on in your neighborhood between you and your next door neighbor. I got a kick out of realizing something this week. I don't know if you heard the story or not. This is from the What Did They Expect department, Richie. BP has accused Halliburton, which is the main contractor that they used for most all of their offshore drilling, like Deepwater Horizon, where all the problem was last year. Halliburton apparently has destroyed all of the records from the cement that was used on the rig before it exploded. And so in the suit, because BP felt Halliburton was at fault, they're required to produce records, which Halliburton has destroyed. This is in court in New Orleans. The BP people are trying to get damages out of Halliburton for the disaster. And Halliburton says that BP has, quote-unquote, mischaracterized. What are these people? That's just amazing. Here's another one. Other than Cheney, do you know who runs Halliburton? You know who runs Halliburton, right?
No, not at all.
You knew who ran BP. He was public enemy number one for months.
Yeah.
So I guess I wonder about motivation. I think it's hard. I think it's dangerous. I don't think it's fair for some of the protesters to just in some general way say, oh, well, that guy's rich and we want some, or we deserve some, or whatever. What was the story this morning about the Walton family is so wealthy that they have more assets than the lowest 30% of the population of the country? And Jay Leno said, in other words, the people that shop and work there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but what do the Waltons do? I don't know what they do. Maybe they do some good things. The daughter, I've heard, is pretty good with her money. It's a decision you make. But if you can get people to think about it, I mean, what good they can do with their money, then that's a wonderful thing, I believe. That's where it all is. And, you know, there's another sort of thing, talking about wrong-headed thinking. We're all hearing a lot about the American natural gas, the shale gas that the pipeline is supposed to bring from Canada to, I think it's Texas? Where is that gas? The shale?
Canada.
Canada, I'm sorry. Yeah, what did I say?
Yeah, from Canada to
Alberta.
Texas.
You said it right.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the kind of strategy that blows up in this case, I guess, the Democrats or whoever the environmental people are. Here is a, something that will, 14,000 jobs or something? This is a perfect way to deal with one of the problems, and they don't want to because there are constituents that don't want them to do it. So they listen to the constituents instead of doing what's right. By the way, these are the same people who want to regulate dust. All right? The same people who want to, if you haven't heard that story, I've been on this now 3 or 4 times in the past couple of weeks. The EPA has come to the farming community and said, it's time we regulate dust. Now, I want to know what genius has figured out a way to get the wind from stopping, where the wind stops blowing, or who's going to pave every open space that there is so you don't have any dust. Because I guarantee you, that's the only way you're going to stop dust. They want to prevent dust. When a farmer's plowing his field and it's windy and some of the dust, the dirt from dry ground comes up in the air, they want to fine farmers for that. You think that's...
Okay.
Why?
Because dust blows.
Dust supposedly creates illness. It creates problems with people's lungs. It makes the cities, it dirties cars, it dirties roads, dirties business,
right,
whatever it is.
Maybe I'm just dumb
totally
here.
It's totally
it blows
impossible.
Anyway. I mean,
it
why would
totally,
you charge somebody?
These people have to be out of their GD minds to have even come up with this. Have to be. But these are the same kind of people. And you know what? One decries, the people who want to do this kind of bad, in my opinion, are as bad as the people who want to do bad with their money. Do you know what I'm saying? So you see some of these protesters who are getting onto the bandwagon protesting this kind of stuff. The protesters are protesting all kinds of things. But who is it that's in his or her right mind that thinks you can regulate dust? Same people who don't want to build this gas pipeline that's worth $1.9 trillion in construction and all these jobs, and it'll save us trillions of dollars the cost of our natural gas over the next 35, 40, 45 years. Okay? They don't want to do it because their constituents say, oh, this is going to hurt wildlife. The only people who know better than that are the ones who've been to Alaska and actually seen, and I'm fortunate enough to have been one of them, how not it didn't damage. In fact, it enhanced wildlife because the wildlife around the pipe grew because it was warm. So the animals that might have perished during a really cold winter in Alaska don't now because they know they found out where the pipeline is and they go live around the pipeline in the wintertime. What could be bad about that? And so I ask these questions because they seem to make some sense, and they're all stuff that's worth thinking about. I think we need to
take a breath.
Okay. The other thing, I got one more thing. One more, Richie.
One more. Okay.
One more thing.
Sure.
Nestle's is not an American. We used to think of Nestle as an American
Swiss
company.
Sure.
Now, belongs to the Swiss. They just bought the largest chocolate company in China. Xu Fu Chu is the name.
Bless you.
The Chinese chocolate factory. So they're going to make all their sweets and biscuits in China. One of the biggest foreign Chinese firms, one of the biggest foreign takers of a Chinese firm. Xu Fu Chu, bought by Nestle, so they can make their sweets in China. Okay? And those will be available at your Walmart right away.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bakey with a 720 flip, catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long. And scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders recorded savings by switching to State Farm.
Here I wanted to start off something nice, and both of you have torpedoed my attempts very successfully.
I've been nothing but nice to you.
No, I had nice stories to tell, and you ruined it.
So happy together.
J-E-R-K.
So happy together. We're happy together.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Pain at the pump. It's going to get worse before it gets better. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. This undoubtedly falls into the tell-us-something-we-don't-already-know department. It's a pinch we all feel when we do something that involves a nozzle.
Now fill it up, but take it easy, please.
And even if you shut the pump off right there, chances are it already reads $30 or more. In many cases, that won't even give you half a tank. Yes, gas prices are going up. The latest numbers from the AAA and the Lundberg survey both show the average for a gallon of regular now at about $3.51 nationwide, an increase of at least 12 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks alone. Highest prices in the nation, by the way, can be found on New York's Long Island with an average of $3.82. Lucky me. That's where I'm located. The experts say the reason for the recent jump is a combination plate of ongoing tensions in the Middle least, key refineries being offline, and increased demand for gas overseas. Question, is Washington, specifically the White House, paying attention?
The president is keenly aware of the impact that higher gas prices have on families trying to make ends meet.
That's White House spokesman Jay Carney, who added, we have been down this road before.
Earlier in his administration, when we saw a rise in prices like this, we monitored them very carefully.
Well, monitoring is fine, but what do we do about this?
There's no silver bullet in dealing with global oil prices.
Carney was asked directly if President Obama might consider tapping into the nation's strategic petroleum reserves to combat these rising prices at the pump.
We never take options off the table.
Lovely. Meanwhile, most industry experts predict the annual jump in gas prices that we see as spring turns into summer when demand goes up will most likely result in a gallon of regular averaging close to $4 a gallon in the months ahead. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, J.D. Davis for Stone Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Three interconnected mountains, resort living with award-winning children's programs and family fun guaranteed. Visit Smugs.com today. Consistent colder temperatures at night has really allowed the grooming efforts to get out smooth and soft each and every morning, just like we found in New Hampshire at Pat's Peak.
With plenty of snow in the woods, the trails seem pink, pure white as you drive in. And as you carve down Zephyr, Cyclone, and Tornado, there's no wind about it, just soft carving snow on every turn. Feeling like winter should always ski this great at Pat's Peak, I'm Bruce Whitney.
In Massachusetts, Butternut riding up over 20 runs at full operation. Jack Frost into the Poconos with over 20 trails themselves and 6 miles of skiing and riding. Nearby at Blue Knob, it's 20 runs with day and night terrain. Heading out to the Western Mountains, where Snowbird in Utah has picked up over a foot of snow in the last 5 days. 80 runs are open. Alta moving on to 2,100 acres in patch powder. Get $5 off ticket deals at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Not a whole lot of movement on Wall Street yesterday. The market basically finishing flat. The Dow up 4 points, closing at 12,878. S&P dropping 1 point. NASDAQ up about a half a point. Crude oil prices down slightly, falling 17 cents a barrel, finishing up at $100.74. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers have reached a tentative deal to extend existing payroll tax cuts and jobless benefits. The deal, though, still a long way from being approved by the full House and Senate and could even run into trouble with a final committee vote. And so it goes. A private funeral service for Whitney Houston will take place this Saturday at New Hope Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey, Whitney Houston's hometown. Church pastor Joe Carter says no one should question why the family opted not to have a public service.
The family knows that they have to share with Whitney with the world, but at the same time, it's such the shock of it. And I shared with them, no decision is a wrong decision at this time.
This Saturday's service is by invitation only. Whitney Houston died this past Saturday at the age of 48. Closing notes, even if you couldn't care less about pro basketball, this could and should capture your attention. It's a phenomenon known as Linsanity, as in Jeremy Lin, a Harvard graduate who plays in the NBA for the New York Knicks. He was sitting at the end of the bench until about a week and a half ago when he was inserted into a game, and the once struggling Knicks haven't lost since, six in a row. Lin has been a phenomenon. Last night, hitting the game-winning three-pointer with a half a second left to beat the Raptors in Toronto.
I can't even tell you what I was thinking after that shot, but I couldn't talk more about how much of a team win, a defensive gutsy effort this was.
It's all about the team for this young guy. What a story. Finally, we go to the dogs. All right, calm down. Calm down. You're slobbering all over the floor. What a mess. The 136th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show at Madison Square Garden, New York City. Last night was the conclusion of the two-night affair, culminating with Best in Show. Here we go.
Best in Show is...
Yeah?
The Pekingese.
Yeah. Yes, a little Pekingese named Malachi who could double as a mop. Congratulations. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.